This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie. Press conference with the Menendez brothers, okay? Yeah. Are they going to get out of prison or are they not? Let me play the audio first because I really don't know what happened with the press conference. I didn't see it.
I didn't either.
So maybe this gives us some insight here, but we got some takes on this.
More than a dozen relatives in front of the criminal courts building hoping to put pressure on the district attorney. Kitty Menendez's sister, who is about to turn 93, spoke about what the family has gone through.
It was a nightmare none of us could have imagined. But as details of Lyle and Eric's abuse came to light, it became clear that their actions, while tragic, were the desperate response of two boys trying to survive the unspeakable cruel of their father.
They were boys, young, scared, and abused by their father in ways no child should ever experience.
The brother's attorney, Mark Garrigo, says there is a letter written by Eric Menendez back then that corroborates the allegations that he was sexually abused by his father. Prosecutors at the time said there was no evidence of any molestation. They said the sons were after their parents' multi-million dollar estate. At the time, jurors rejected a death sentence in favor of life without parole.
You know what I noticed yesterday? I didn't hear anything about that Menudo's stuff. The Menudo?
Menudo.
Menudo stuff.
I was like,
I don't remember the name of the band. But there was a kid from there, from that boy band, that says that there was something involved with drinking some wine, and this dad got him drunk and molested him,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he did.
I never heard anything about that yesterday. It wasn't a part of the press conference that I remember. And I didn't see the press conference, but the recap I saw. All right, you know, let's just go to this. Should these kids get out of jail? Well, they're not kids, these men.
Yeah, should they're grown-ass men. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would say yes, except for why did they take out the mom? What'd she do?
I agree.
You know?
Unless they just thought that she knew what was going on and they were...
And that she was allowing it?
Yeah.
And then the other thing, I was all for them getting out because of just the abuse that they went through and all that, if it's, you know, in fact true. But then when they went on the shopping spree, that kind of threw me off a little bit.
Yeah. I will say this, though. They talked to a couple of friends of theirs that were friends with them at that time. I mean, one of the brothers actually moved in with it in a condo. So they were really tight. And they said that Rodeo Drive, Beverly Hills, the shopping spree they went on isn't excessive in Hollywood. That they didn't see
Rolex
it as excessive.
Watches?
They bought Rolex watches and they bought a Porsche.
Yeah, that's excessive.
I don't know.
Even in Beverly Hills, that's excessive.
I'm just saying what these
After
guys...
After you kill your parents, that seems excessive.
Yeah, for a couple of kids.
Yeah.
My take is that they should not get out of prison. I think they should stay there. One being what you said, Jamie, and I never really thought of that. They did kill the mom.
Yeah.
I mean, they shot the shotgun 7 times at both parents. Ugh. 7 times each, 14 shots they fired. And they literally, I mean, just, it was unbelievably horrible what they did. I don't think that they should ever get out. And then second of all is, if this, what was the band again? Menudo?
Yeah.
Menudo. I don't know Menudo, folks. But if this member.
I don't know why.
If this member, if they don't have some proof of molestation, then how can you let them out? If you've got to have proof, it'll happen.
Well,
and they don't have any.
I don't know what that means. I mean, it's...
You've got to be able to prove that they were molested in order to call it whatever, self-defense, justified, whatever. But there is absolutely no proof that it ever happened, that the dad did anything to him.
Right, but if you got a collaborator, which is the Menudo guy, right?
But then... he needs proof, too.
What kind of proof do you want?
I don't know.
Oh.
But I would. It's a court. You got to have proof.
Hard evidence.
You got to.
This happened.
Don't you? Don't you have to have like letters, something was done? You got to have something, don't you? In order to let these guys out. Remember, they brutally killed these two. They did that. Here's another part of the story, too. These guys are set, according to the people yesterday, they're set to make anywhere from $60 to $75 million if they're released.
How?
Books, Netflix.
They've already done the Netflix thing.
But yeah, but you can get them to do a whole different series with it. The courts, and if they get a new trial, that alone could make a ton of money, they're saying. They're saying they're estimating these kids could be worth 50 to 60.
Why do you keep calling kids? They're like grown-ass men.
They are grown. They are, yeah. But when the crime happened, they were kids. Yeah. And it's being approached that way in the media simply because, you know, they're saying that they were kids that were molested. But if they're set
oh,
to
God.
Be,
oh, no.
I just don't think they should be making that kind of money and their parents were brutally murdered.
Yeah, but it'll be you and I that make them that money.
I know.
You know? So
I know.
I mean, why not?
But they can't make it behind bars, so.
They didn't get anything for them, those no. Netflix things?
No.
How come they can't?
You can't profit off a crime.
I don't know the laws. Sounds like you're like an attorney now.
Well, I watch a lot of crime.
Yeah,
shows,
you do.
I do.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yep.
Yeah. But the debate will go on. Should they get out? Should they? I mean, there is no right answer, I guess, but. I mean, everybody was debating it yesterday on social media with the press conference and everything.
But was it Rosie there? That's all I care about. Was she there?
I didn't see Rosie.
Oh, yeah, come on. And Kim Kardashian was supposed to be there, right?
You want Rosie on your side, man.
I haven't seen any audio clips. I've seen nothing with Rosie O'Donnell.
Did she not show up?
No.
Oh, no.
Boys told her to stay home.
Big letdown.
Well, now they're going to stay in jail for sure. She didn't show up.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.